Yishkoach Rav Zev,
starting off this way. Mitz Hashem, there should be more and more singing and dancing. Bein Hastarim. I want to start off in a way that not appropriate for the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar. And because it's not appropriate to start off this way, that's why I'm beginning. A few hours ago was the yahrzeit of Kedoshim who are your age. I'm not talking about the Kol fellows, I'm talking about most of them were the age of the Yeshiva Bachrim. If I'm not mistaken, 7 young men who were killed al Kiddush Hashem 10 years ago in Merkez Arav. Because it falls out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, I think their yahrzeits are mentioned less. Rav Yaakov Tesler, because of Hashkocha, is not here tonight. He spoke at the Azkar last night. Was Chavrusas with one of the Kedoshim, Yonatav Hirschfeld. Yonadav Hirschfeld was your age. And when he was killed, he was the first Karban. And Rav Yaakov described to me that Yonadav was a very normal young man. He had a tremendous sense of humor. He was a chevreman. But at your age, he was already finishing Shisha Sidrei Mishnah every month. 18 prakim a day. And tonight was a night that he finished Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And he was killed holding the Mishnayos. And the Chevra Kedisha, Zaka, afterwards, picked up his Mishnayos, he was on the last page, by the Hadron. A few minutes later, they were planning to do his Siyum that he does every month. And his Tamtzis Adam was on that page. The Chidush HaArim describes that this Tkufa is the time of Tshuva Me'ava. The time of Elul and Rosh Hashanah is a time of Tshuva Me'ira. And this time is the time of Tshuva Me'ava. Out of love. I understand that Purim is Simcha V'nafochu. What exactly does that mean? That's the Tkufa of Tshuva Me'ava. Question number one. There's an amazing Prietz Chaim that I've seen so many Bachurim and Avrechim reach a part of this Madrega in the last few weeks, the Tkufa of Shovavim. The Prietz Chaim says that the 42 days of Shovavim correspond to the 42 words in Ana Bekoyach. And the Ni'ila, the Chalois, the conclusion of Shovavim, the conclusion is Shavaseinu Kabelu Shmatzakoseinu Yoidea Talumais. The last word is Talumais. The end of Shoivavim, writes the Prietz Chaim, is the hidden, the Talumas. What does that mean? What's the avoda of going from the conclusion of Shoivim of Talumais into Adar and into Parshas Truma? V'yoser mizeh. You don't need the Prietz Chaim to ask this question on the words of An Mikach that we're going to sing tomorrow night. The words don't seem to make any sense. Shavaseinu kabelu shmatzakaseinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear our cries. Yoidea Talumas. The one who knows the secrets. That doesn't make much sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows secrets, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our cries. But we're talking about someone hearing a cry. A cry is not a secret. So what does it mean? Shavaseinu kabel shmatzakaseinu yoidea talumas. Three questions. What's this tshuva mi'ava? What's the conclusion of shoivivim mibchinas talumas? And what do those concluding, what does that concluding sentence mean? Shavaseinu kabel shmatzakaseinu yoidea talumas. Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, when he was here, mentioned that his life mission revolves around a Noyim Elimelech. I looked up that Noyim Elimelech. It's a half a line in the Noyim Elimelech. The Rebbe Remelech, Zechusa Yagen Aleinu, says, he said it that big Thursday night, that very special maimit. Es kol advarim o'ela leimar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded all the Aseres HaDibrois, kol advarim o'ela leimar, Anoichi, says the Noyim Elimelech, es kol advarim o'ela leimar, all of the Aseres HaDibris, not just the Aseres HaDibris, all the Dvarim of Torah are just there to bring us this Bechina of Anoichi. So Aseres HaDibris starts off, es kol advarim, everything we're doing in the yeshiva with our Rabbeim, our Cheshbon HaNefesh. By the way, Rosh Chodesh is a zman of Cheshbon HaNefesh. You know, it's very nice to sing Misha Nichnas Adar. But Rosh Chodesh is a time. L'chaper al nafshoy seichem. A seir, kapara. All of that is just to reach the point of Anoichi. Maybe we could be mosif from another Hasidic giant that the Bnei Yisachar doesn't talk about the opening of the Aseres HaDibros, but the conclusion. Bnei Yisachar in the Igra de Kala says, the last mitzvah in the Aseres HaDibros is Loi Sachmoid. Based on the Yisod that we mentioned before, that the beginning and the end has to have, if you will, the beginning of the Noyim Elimelech is the mission statement, that's called Advarim. Loi Sachmoid is Koilel HaKol. It includes all the messages. How is Loi Sachmoid not to covet, not to be jealous? How is it Koilel, Kol Aseres HaDibros? That's Koilel HaKol? That's Koilel HaKol HaDvarim Ha'ela Leimar Naichi? And the Bnei Yisachar explains that practical Torah, all of Torah is Kol HaDvarim Ha'ela Leimar Naichi, is one avoida, and that is Loi Sachmoid. And what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us exactly that which we needed. Nothing more and nothing less. He gave us the parents we were supposed to have. He gave us the amount of money we were supposed to have. Everything that we have is exactly what we're supposed to have. And we are where we're exactly supposed to be. The Zil Gemar. That's Koilel HaKol. That's everything. The moment in which a person lives that, that everything they have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them, and they don't need anything more, that's the moment that they can uncover the true gifts that Kudsha Baruch Hu has given them. That's the moment that they could be machnis, leprat le'agodol, they could go into the tremendous castle of Kudsha Baruch Hu, and then live as kol advarim e'ela le'mar anoichi Hashem le'kecha. As kol advarim is the mission statement, le'sachmoid is koilel hakol. Azoizok the Bnei Yisachar. Im keinem advarim, shavaseinu kabel ushvatz akoiseinu yoidea talumois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yoidea talumois. What's the poshup shot? In Shovavim we wake up and we say, wait a second, it's not only serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the base of Medrash, it's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all parts of our lives. It's how we look at our computer, it's about everything that we do. But there's a deeper pshat, says Remelech Biderman, and that deeper pshat is, Yoideya Talumois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the tremendous potential that we have. What we thought was foreign to us is really not. What we thought was so distant, look what you guys accomplished in the last few weeks. Couldn't even find Rafi, he disappeared for a workout. Yoidea talumais, what Shoivim shows, is that at the end of the day, there's so much more that was inside of us that we weren't aware of. That's the pshat shavaseinu kabelu shmatzakaseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know how much is inside of me. May I be zoche to reveal that over hanelam, the pchinas ador, pchinas hester. The Shalosh says it's not a coincidence that Adar always begins with Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma, v'shachanti b'soicham, b'soich kol echad ve'echad, inside of every single one of Klal Yisrael. And the Lashon of Adar is the Lashon Odur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to dwell inside of us. Because we realize the kochos that we thought that were so beyond us are really there. So we've answered the two questions. Shoivavim concludes because we're megalit talumais. Shavaseinu kabel ushmatzakoseinu yodea talumais go hand in hand. That's the oimek hadvarim. But what does it say about tshuva me'ava? What exactly did the Chiddush Arim Zechus HaYagon Aleinu mean when he said the Avoda is tshuva me'ava? To sharpen the above idea, I want to share with you my first college paper experience. I made a mistake in my first semester. I thought you're supposed to take your college paper seriously. I wrote a paper on something I'll never forget. It's called Psychoneuroimmunology. It's about the interaction between psychology, the neurons of the brain, and the world of immunology. By the way, I'll show you what a dinosaur I am. In those days, you know how we used to write a paper? You had to go to the library, and we used to take 15 books from the library. Then we used to go all the way to Belfer Hall, go all the way to the top of Belfer Hall, and there were 40, 45 guys sitting in one room, each of them pounding away a paper. I remember when I got my first massive PC in the room, that was like a big chiddush. But when I had the PC in the room, I don't remember what paper I wrote. But that paper I remember. And I made the mistake, or maybe Chochma Vagoyim Tamin, I don't regret. That paper stays with me. I don't remember any other paper that I wrote after that. You know, they say that there was a student who came to a professor and said, I don't understand why my grade was so low. How did I do on my research paper? The professor answered with Dvar Mamukim. This I got from Reader's Digest from Facebook. Actually, the professor said, you didn't turn in a research paper. You turned in a random assemblage of sentences. In fact, the sentences you apparently kidnapped in the dead of night and force this violent and arbitrary plan of yours against the will of the words on the paper. Reading your paper was like watching unfamiliar, uncomfortable people interacting at a bar mitzvah party that no one wanted to attend in the first place. You didn't submit a research paper. Listen to Dvar Mamukim. You submitted a hostage situation. There are two papers that you write. There's a paper that comes b'vifnim, and then there's a hostage situation. During Yimei Hadin, so then a person cries out, and he believes it. Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem puts us under a har, kofa leim har kigigis, and he says, this is it. Osham teikfuraschem. And then at the end of Shovavim, the Bechina of Adar is a totally different Bechina. And that is the Bechina where the paper comes from inside. It comes from a she'ifa mibifnim. But not only a she'ifa mibifnim, a recognition of what's bifnim. Yoidea talumos, that a person realizes that there's so much more that's inside of me. That's our avoda. Our avoda is may eis kol ish asher yidvenu li by the bechina of Adar is to realize that there's so much in the heart, and now comes a mechayiv. Not only what you accomplished up until now, now comes a mechayiv that there's so much more that you could be noded. There's so much more that you could give. Shovim revealed, it was Megala Talumos, and now is a Mechayiv that has to come. No longer your Abayim going to be telling you what the workout is supposed to be. Now it has to come from Yibifnim. Yonadav Hirschfeld, Hashem Yikom Domo, decided that Bifnim, it was Shayich for him to do as a 15-year-old boy. He decided it's possible to do 18 Prokim of Mishnayis a month, a day. Doing the Sayim Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. V'dan tadziso yala mishnayis. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya. That the Kiddush Hashem of Klal Yisrael, the koyach of Mesiras Nefesh, me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboy, is something that should be ma'ayra tshu tshu v'me'ava. It should be zaychat v'nikadei shem shema. Thank you.